Atlanta looking to complete a three-game series sweep over the A's in Oakland Sunday. Sean Manaea is starting for Oakland. Kurt Suzuki, the former A, steps to the plate, top of the second inning in a scoreless ballgame.
Fly ball will hit deep left field. He will haunt him. A long home run for Kurt Suzuki. Welcome back to Oakland. Base is empty, one out. And Danny Santana lines one back into the seats and a great catch. Chance for another one.
Yeah. He got it.
He got another one. I've never seen that live in a major league game.
And on back-to-back pitches.
Right. And Atlanta now with a righty versus lefty matchup here in the 11th inning. Fly ball hammered towards center field. Off the wall. Here comes Markakis around to score. Kemp on the first pitch almost hit it out. And he faces Kurt Suzuki, who led off the second inning with a home run.
Here's the pitch. Hit hard to left field. I think he got it all. He did. Number two for the day.
And Franklin Barreto will come on and swing the bat. High fly ball to right. Markakis is there. He's battling the sun. He's got it, and the Braves have swept the A's.
Atlanta completes the sweep of the A's 4-3 in 12 innings. The Braves continue to trend upward. They're now just one game below 500 at 40-41, and they make it 11 out of their last 15 following a 4-3 victory in 12 innings Sunday to complete a series sweep in Oakland. Afterwards, here's Braves manager Brian Snitker.
Big hit after big hit all year for him. Right. I mean, it's, you go back and look, and probably most, I don't know, most of his homers are probably big ones, big hits. Great job. You know, it's just, it's nice to see when good things happen to the good guys.
Another one of those games where you guys have a lead, blow it, and then come back again.
And come back. I mean, it's just, you know, I walked a lot of guys. And, you know, we're lucky we danced around a lot of that. I mean, we put a lot of guys on base in that game right there. And we're lucky, I think, that we avoided a big inning.
Yeah.
So, but that's kind of what these guys do. I mean, they get down and somebody will get a hit, and you know, they just keep coming back. And the, you know, again, the bullpen did a good job. You know, Jay, I don't know, it's and you know, it's tough. Yeah, Kemp, big hit.
Been struggling lately.
And you know, so it's just, you fight that hard. It's just nice to win a game like that.
How about your Gold Gloves center fielder, your All-Star center fielder,
oh
making
God,
that play?
Yeah, no, that was a great play right there. I was like, oh my God, man, you know, and he closed on that ball, unbelievable. That's why he's wearing the gold.
What can
I
you
guess
say?
That's why he's also wearing All-Star now.
All-Star
huh?
now too. Happy, proud for him. What a great opportunity for him to go showcase his skills and experience that, and I couldn't be more proud of him.
Danny had a great series.
Yeah, just making something happen, you know. Great play off the wall right there to throw Olsen out, and just did a lot of really good things. A lot of good, you know, little things, little baseball things he did, and that you sometimes, you know, those little things help you win games.
You guys have talked about his power at the plate, but did you know he had that strong and accurate of an arm?
No, not really. I haven't really seen it showcased. I mean, he played shortstop, played center field, and just got rid of it, and it was right on the money. So it's a big, you know, obviously every play that was made in that game is big.
How about getting this sweep to finish the trip and get to within a game of 500 at the midway?
Yeah, it's really good. Really good. Got our work cut out for us rest of the month. And but, you know, you kind of want to go in to that part of your schedule with a little momentum, and we do. You know, much needed, deserved day off tomorrow and short homestand.
You kind of lost in all this is the job that Julio did today.
Julio was really good, really good. I mean, he just was on the attack and just, you know, spotting the ball up good. And you know, he just lost his command there a little bit in the seventh when he walked the two guys. But, you know, we kind of put him in a tough situation there. And he battled really well. Just a shame he couldn't come away with something for it.
Just a cloudless day. And
yeah, it's tough. I mean, just tough. I mean, it's you know, it shouldn't happen. It does. So we go on.
It was a happy return to Oakland for Kurt Suzuki. He comes up with his third career multi-home run game, a pair of solo shots helping the Braves to the 4-3 victory. Here's Suzuki afterwards.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, I always love coming here. You know, this was, you know, where it all started. And these fans, they're diehard fans, and they always show me love. And, you know, I can't be more humbled and blessed. And, you know, I love it here.
it's very indicative of what kind of person you are off the field as well. Very nice to see. How about Julio today? He looked sharp.
Yeah, Julio looked good. You know, he's mixing his fastball in and out. Really had his fastball command going today. Didn't leave many balls over the middle. Mixed in some breaking balls. He pitched well today.
Enciarte, first All-Star game, has an incredible catch, another good game.
The guy's unbelievable, you know. He's one of the best around. I'm glad that, the world's going to see him, in his first All-Star game and, many more to come. But, yeah, he's a stud.
Atlanta travels back home on Monday. They start a series on Tuesday with the Astros.